This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, a part of the International Gospel Hour, a national and international radio broadcast. We're so glad to come to your home, your automobile, or wherever you may be listening to this broadcast. We urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community and especially the congregation which is sponsoring this broadcast. For the past several days, we've been studying with you about the great theme of the fact that Jesus Christ is the friend of man. He is not merely a friend, he is the friend. He is the friend, and I say that because he is perfect. There is absolutely no defect in Jesus. We all have friends on this earth, but we recognize the possibility that human beings may turn against us. One of the dearest friends of Jesus, one of the apostles, Judas, betrayed him into the hands of sinners. In the Old Testament, there's a prophecy to that effect that his trusted friend lifted up his hand against him. But we can be certain that Jesus Christ will never do that. He will never turn against. He will never fail. He will never get there with too little, too late in the trials and tribulations of life. We have noted thus far in giving reasons why Jesus is the friend that we need, the fact that he knows about our problems. A person cannot be really the friend that we need if he doesn't know and understand what we face in life. But Jesus knows every one of them. There isn't a thought in your mind, a word in your tongue, a deed that you do ever, in your past or your present, and even your future, that he does not know about. So he knows and understands the problems of every one of us. I plead with you to think about the fact that Jesus knows about your problems. He knows what you face. In fact, the Bible teaches that the very hairs of your head are numbered. And Psalms 139 makes clear that there's not a word in your tongue, but lo, he knows about it altogether. There's not a thought in your mind he doesn't know about. Secondly, he has the power to do something about your problems. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11 and 6. Paul said, I can do all things through him that strengtheneth me. If you face a problem of alcohol or drug addiction, you can overcome it. You can overcome it through Christ by submitting your life to him, living your life in prayer and in submission to his sacred will. If you're living a life in fear and anxiety, he can help you to overcome it. He can help you to live your life with joy, not with anxiety, not with fear, but with confidence in life. And he will help you. He will save your soul if you will only obey him. Friends, there are a lot of things in life that we cherish. I certainly cherish my family. I cherish the home, the house in which I live. I cherish the food and clothing and so forth, the physical blessings that I have day by day. But the greatest thing for every human life is salvation. What I am concerned most about for my wife and my children is the salvation which is offered to man through Jesus Christ. And you cannot have that unless you're obedient. The Bible makes clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, that when the Lord Jesus comes again with the angels of his power in flaming fire, he will do so rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. The Lord will punish every disobedient, every rebellious person, everyone who does not obey the gospel. And he will save everyone who does obey it. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9 says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. Let Jesus be your friend, and you be a friend to him by obeying the things that he commands. John 15 and 14. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. I'm so glad you've been with us. And until we meet again on our next broadcast, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.